I hope you are enjoying these Q&As. You had a lot of great questions and comments, and I wanted to make sure that I gave everyone space for me to answer those and for your comments to be shared. If you haven't yet listened to the episode, Do Essential Oils Last Forever? You might want to go ahead and listen to that so some of these questions and comments make sense. Suzanne says, I was never told they could expire. What is the easiest way to keep track of the different expiration dates of the oils I have? Spreadsheet, stickers on the bottle, something else? So Suzanne, I do have a printout that you can use to keep track of this. You can find that by enrolling in the course, leahjacobson.com/course. There is a free module you can enroll in, and you can download the shelf life of essential oils as well as a tracker so that you can list the essential oils you have. You can use the shelf life list as a guide for how long that they are supposed to last. And then when you purchase them, and then you can come up with a date that the essential oils should be used by before they are probably going to go bad. But stickers are a great idea, whatever works for you. Debbie said that she did not realize top notes were more gentle. And Alyssa says, yeah, I didn't know about the top notes typically being gentler for topical use, but also increased chances for irritation or sensitivity due to oxidation. Aurora said she didn't know it, and it's good to learn these things. Anne says, now I know why my niece refrigerated hers. She took one of your classes and told me about you. Hey, Anne, you have one smart niece. Diane said, this is good but painful to know. My very overly priced oils do not have expiration dates, but they do have lot numbers that I think I can look up to check how old they are. I don't recall ever being told to use them by a certain time frame for safety. So is there any repurposing ideas for older oils that should not be used, like make candles, laundry soap, or dryer scents or something? Yes, Diane, that's exactly how you can use them. Use them for cleaning, use them on your dryer balls. Those are my two favorite ways to use essential oils that have oxidized. Catherine says, I'm going to tighten all of the essential oil bottles that I have tonight and consider making room in the fridge for them again. Good job, Catherine. Helen had a question. So should we shake before using to mix all the goodness up each time we use our essential oils? No, Helen, they basically self-mix. There's no need to shake them up first. Hannah had a great question. So how much does refrigeration extend shelf life? Does it turn 2 years into 4 years? If so, that seems worth it. But if it's only like 10% longer shelf life, I'm not sure I'd prioritize fridge space like that. Yes, Hannah, I agree with you. Now, generally, you can expect to get a year or more of shelf life extension for your essential oils. If you've mostly unopened it, maybe even two. If you've opened it frequently, even with refrigeration, if you're opening it like every week, then I wouldn't expect more than a few months. Lynn says, you hear so many different things, it's nice to have a straight answer. Gay says, wow, something I already knew. Seems like the new information is never ending, but very interesting. I'm so glad to know something has stuck from past reading and experience. Leela's question is, does the shelf life start after you open the bottle or before? I was told that it starts after you open the bottle, and also storing them in the fridge extends the shelf life. So, Leela, technically it starts at distillation and original bottling, but it's usually easier for us to just go by when we get it, because we don't always know that information. Sometimes that is many months or even a couple of years, though, so it is a good idea to refrigerate. Marilyn's question is there a general rule of thumb for how essential oils last? I'm sure some evaporate more quickly than others. Should we just go by the expiration date from certain companies? Great question, Marilyn. Most essential oils last 2 years or more, especially if refrigerated. If the company offers an expiration date, then that is a good place to start. I have listed the shelf life for essential oils in a previous episode, but if you'd like to print out the entire list, you can go to leahjacobson.com/course, skip ahead to lesson 5, the estimated shelf life, and you can print out all of the essential oils. There's over 240 of them and their expiration dates so that you can have a good estimate as to how long your essential oils should last. Tara said she was told that they had no expiration date. A lot of people hear that when they are being sold really expensive essential oils, it does help justify the high cost if they seem like they last forever, right? But unfortunately, they do not. Michelle's question was, how do you know when essential oil is expired? Should essential oils be thrown away after a specific length of time? That question was answered on a previous podcast episode called How to Tell If They've Gone Bad. And the final comment was from Rachel, who says, this is so interesting and makes so much sense to me. I am so glad. I hope you learned something on this Q&A. Keep listening if you'd like to learn more in our next Q&A about the episode, What Makes Essential Oils Go Bad? There's often things you can learn apart from the teaching episodes within the different questions that can add to your learning experience. And it's also interesting to hear what other people's comments were too, right? See you soon. This is Leah Jacobson, empowering you to use essential oils safely. I hope you learned something new today. Tell a friend about our podcast so they can learn too. All episodes are available at leahjacobson.com/podcast.